Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
Let's go!
Hey!
It's Spelling Arts. What's up?
I'm Hugo.
And we are still brewing solutions live at DriveCentric headquarters. And we are right here with the one,
the only... Nathaniel Grafflick!
That's right.
What's going on, brother?
Yeah.
So excited when you asked, when you guys get here, we're like, oh, snap, he's going to be there. Awesome. This is awesome. Exciting. Exciting that you're here.
Always.
As a forerunner in this industry for making sure people use and operate socially, what is it like for you to be over here at one of the forerunners in our industry in being social and using video? It's like actually being here.
I honestly didn't know what to expect because it's literally my first year and like the first time ever hearing about it, to be honest. But the amount of brain power, that's the only way I can really describe it, the amount of brain power that's in here, the questions that are being asked, the speakers that are here, all are enticing you to think differently, to think outside the box, which is honestly my favorite thing to do. As, and maybe some of you don't know me, but I run the social media marketing at Mohawk Auto Group, Mohawk Honda, Mohawk Chevrolet, Mohawk Collision Center, Rap Kings.
That's right.
But we post a lot of content, and for here to be amongst people that are trying to think outside the box and trying to think a little more progressively to bring the industry to a new bar is just, it's a great place to be. It's literally, that's the way I can describe it.
And so this being your first one here, what would you say to people that are even on the fence or kind of considering coming to a DC20 event?
If you're thinking about coming, the first thing I will tell you is you need to be open. And you have to be willing to execute. I think that's one of the biggest things that we as an industry, we're like, yeah, we want to sell more cars. We want to have great customer experience, but we're going to still foursquare them. We're still going to do the same things that we did in 1978 to sell cars, but we want to have a better experience. That doesn't work. You have to be with like-minded people, like-minded individuals.
Right. So
you have to be willing and able to execute what's being done here when you find it feasible for your dealership, for your goals. So
I love what you just said there. And it is true. And that's the thing. Like, we want things to change, but we don't want to change. You want to sell more cars and you want to make your customers happier, but you want to do the process we did in 1978. And it's before all of our times, but at the same time, he's not lying. That's not even really an exaggeration. That's basically what is happening, is that we're still trying to do the same old process that we think works. It works, but it doesn't work for today's clientele. It doesn't work for what the future of the world looks like. The way we communicate has changed so much. Our parents' parents communicated differently than our parents did. Our parents communicate differently than we do. And our children, they're going to definitely communicate way differently than we do. So if we're not looking for ways to evolve that, then really, what are we doing? We're playing a game that's going to be dangerous. It's going to cause us to not just lose your opportunity to help a lot of people, but also possibly lose your business. So it's time to change. It's time to make a change and do something different. Look in the mirror, my man in the mirror, right? And understand that the problem most of the time in the stores is you are the problem. If you're an owner and your store is not doing the things, it's because you're not making it happen. It's your job to be the fish that has the fresh head. And this way, the rest of the body is really fresh too. So be that person and go out there and do things. And let me tell you something. You're an amazing young man. We got to meet you a long time ago. The first time I really got to really see you is when you went to one of Glenn Pash's events. It was one that was out in wine country. And I saw
Napa,
we saw you break.
Yeah. 2018.
You brought the B-boy. You were breakdancing and all this stuff. It was the first time I ever seen you. Like, I think I may have seen your social, but I saw your personality then.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, I want to hang out with this kid. Right. Young man, I should say, right? And what I mean by that is that you just bring up an energy that makes me want to do more. And I feel like, and a lot of times Lou and I are the ones bringing the energy in places, but yet you come in and you bring it. Then when we got to hang out with you at a SotuCon and the very first one, and we were all dancing and hanging out and you were bringing the funks, just bringing it. And me and Lou were bringing it. We tore that place down. That was a fun vibe. So we knew right then that we'd always be friends with you. We knew right then that I'd be following you and cheering you on and everything you do. Even since then, I know there's a lot of things that's happened in your life, your health, your family, you're getting ready to have another baby.
Yeah.
How amazing is that, right?
Crazy. crazy.
It's crazy, but life is always challenging. It's always moving, but yet you always keep a smile on your face, brother. You shared it with the world. You are an example at your store of what social media should be used like. It's not just, hey, I want to sell you something. It's, hey, I want you to know who I am. I want you to want to do business with me because I'm a normal person. And I actually, and I care about the people I'm around, my family, the people I work with, the people I sell to, all those things. And you bring that. You're a great example of it, bro.
One of the speakers that was here, Danielle Delgado, talked about putting, don't you want your community to know who you are and what you stand for? That was what she said, pretty much in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. And that has literally been, that spoke to me so much because that's literally been my, like, my North Star ever since I started as the made up title Chief Digital Branding Leader. That has been my main focus, has been let people know who you are, know the process, and know who they're going to deal with.
Yes.
Because that at the end of the day is what they're going to care about. Yes. Everyone's going to, I'm ready. Just bring those comments in. People care about price. They care about this, that, APRs, monthly. Yeah. And you know what? There is some validity to that. Yeah.
Sure.
100%.
Absolutely.
There is. But are they willing to come back to you after that APR, after that lease month? Are they willing? Do they love it?
That's
right. They love what you stand for? Do they love that you take care of their family when their little kid has a baseball game and your name is on their shirt?
God bless, yes.
Are, do they, do you care about their family when their Girl Scout troop wants to come sell cookies in their, your dealership? Come like, who are we to keep that in a box? Because we have the ability to help the community so much and share the amazing people and change the perception of the automotive industry. It is our job. It is our duty as dealerships now to change the stigma of what it used to be.
Yeah. God, yes. I love what you said that.
Which we can always add upon what it is that the industry is by sheer numbers or just by closing more or selling more. But there is a real transformation that is occurring. Transformation also means that there has to be a sitting and allowing the process to take root. As a caterpillar is making the change or the metamorphosis into a butterfly,
right?
There is that cocooning, so that time where you have to let the process sink in. You have to let it become.
And it hurts.
It does. It's a change.
It sucks.
To get your wings, you got to shed some.
So true, though.
But inside of that, there is something that's unique about each and each individual themselves. Make sure you tag a car guy, tag a car gal, share this around, everybody. We need more people to hear from.
Right now, Nate, take it.
What you all are seeing in front of you is somebody that is pushing the envelope, and you are seeing these new experiences yourself. Over at Mohawk, wherever it is that you go, highlighting what it is that's happening at the store, the people that are at the store, the community, all of those things are very important, especially if you have something unique. Now, you can get a haircut anywhere, but you came to St. Louis, you got a haircut, and you got, you didn't, it wasn't just a haircut.
That's so true.
Because if it was just a haircut, you wouldn't have said nothing about it. Right? Yeah. But you had a different experience.
Yes.
Something seared you.
That's
even, even the clever naming of it, it seared me. But tell us a little bit about that experience that you had today and correlate that to making sure that people out there do take seriously what they have the opportunity to do.
So I'm a sucker for experiences because I never want to be a car guy, car girl that just becomes jaded in the industry. Mm-hmm. I want to constantly be looking, what are other people doing? What are others experiencing at other places? And I want to be more self-aware in that manner. So when I see a Scissors and Scotch, I'm like, wow, that place sounds dope. It sounds cool. And it has things that most barbershops don't offer. They don't, most barbershops do not offer a facial sugar scrub. They don't. Let me know in the comments, you've been to a barbershop that has a sugar scrub. And it can't be you go to Scotch and Scissors because that's what we're talking about.
But shout out to Scotch and Scissors. Share this around.
But they had that. They have a facial toner and a massage, like, and a hot towel.
It's pretty impressive.
The hot towel is a staple for barbershops, but that extra thing. I was like, and I got the medium package.
Like, man,
I'm like,
I need another haircut today.
And that cost me $112.
Man,
they upcharged me a single malt scotch at their bar that they had at Scissors and Scotch. They're like, yeah, we have these. You get a free drink from this shelf. And I was like, but what about that shelf? That one looks way better.
I'm glad you asked.
And that is exactly when I'm thinking about, and we're going to talk more about videos and things like that tomorrow, and some best practices. My passion is going to come out. I don't know if I'm going to talk much about just making videos in DriveCentric or videos in general, but we're going to find out. But yes, we're going to talk about the videos that you can send to your customers. But that's an experience. Some of the testimonials that I have from actual salespeople, they're going to, you guys are getting the 411, the logo.
I love it.
And the 411. But the salespeople, they're like, yeah, first, I didn't want to do it. So why'd you do it? My managers forced me to do it. So why do you do it now? Because I love it. Mm-hmm. And I see the freaking results. Okay, great. That's amazing. Why are we not doing that across? That is the reason that I can literally do my job. Is I can do my job best when the managers, the general sales managers, the assistant general managers,
yep,
are doing their job to keep the team accountable, to give the customer the best experience.
That's it. The accountability. You just said it. We all know videos.
Are we about to go off in here?
Let's go. It's all right. And yeah, Nathaniel's right. I'm telling you right now, he's 100% right, because it is true. We all know that, and we all agree videos work. We all agree that we need to communicate more in video communication, right? We need to send people what it looks like to be at the ship, what we look like, what the vehicle looks like. There's so many easy things. If you're in service, even you could show what's going on with the vehicle. It's crazy to say that we don't want to do it. But here's the problem. Most of you leaders, you never did it, right? So you're from that school where we didn't have that. We right. still sold cars. Guess it's different. Again, it's just like the language, the way that we communicate is different now. So you have to encourage your team to do it. But most importantly, you have to hold them accountable for it. Just like he said, our managers made us do it. And once they made him do it, why do you still do it? Because I love it. Because I see the results. I see what happened. So sometimes you're going to have sales pros that you're going to say, hey, I need you to do it. And they're going to just do it. And you don't even have to push them to do it. Mm-hmm. But there's going to be times you're going to have to push people. And just know that push will have a result, because when they see results, that's when they become the buy-in. That's when it all happens. When they have that experience, they're like, oh, there it is. Now I see why I'm doing this. And now they're going to do it every day. But sometimes we have to push people. It's no different than your children, y'all. If you got kids, you guys know what you do. Sometimes you make kids, I don't want to do it. I think it's bad. It's good for you. So I need you to do it. You need to eat your broccoli. All that type of stuff. It's like that old joke. You know, it's like that old joke. What's the difference between boogers and broccoli? Kids don't eat broccoli. Right. So that's how it goes. But the point is that you have to sometimes encourage them. But most importantly, you have to hold them accountable for it. And if you do that, the results are tenfold. It's just because we never done it before in the past. Listen, I was there 5 years ago. I never did video either. I didn't know what that stuff was like. And then I started doing it and I saw results from it. And then now I tell everybody, this is what you need to do. If you want to have a future in this industry as like a real future and not just sell your 10 to 12 cars a month, you want to sell 20, 30, 40 cars a month and do it without having to bend over backwards and work your ace off, do social media. You're still going to work hard, but you're going to get so much from it. You're going to have people coming in to see you because of the way that you show yourself, the way that they know you. Your brand is going to be everywhere. Man, I don't know how much business Lou and I have gotten just because of our videos. People come to us all the time. What do you guys do? I want to do business with you guys. You guys seem like fun. That's the point, my friends.
They don't just do fun podcasts. We just put that one out
there. Yeah.
No, but yeah.
There was something that happened when you were called up there by Danelle,
mm-hmm,
and she was speaking. And she asked about your goal. And
yeah,
you set a goal that inside of a room of people that maybe try to push the envelope a little bit, maybe they're starting to get a little bit social. If they're in this event, they are somewhat forward thinking. But you said something. You said have 40 posts per day.
Per Mohawk entity.
Per Mohawk entity, per store or rooftop, right?
Right.
So help us understand that goal and what it is that you're doing to try to achieve that goal.
Well, a lot of people, you're going to hear, you hear this all the time, right? Like volume trumps quantity, value trumps quality. But when we're making content, we're doing highest quality we can with the highest content. But you also have to, this is a whole social strategy for everybody, but like It's a mix. Just like you have a marketing mix, you have a social media mix.
Yes, you do.
Not every single video is going to be high quality. We're shooting in front of an A7 6000 or my team's using A7 R3s and R4s and a gimbal. But there's a lot of times we're going out, we're using this thing. Right?
Which is pretty powerful. This is a much better camera than half the cameras we had all our lives.
I started making content for Mohawk on an iPhone 7. And if anybody remembers the iPhone 7, I'm pretty sure the pixel was maybe like 5 megapixels or like something like asinine, like that little. But what you do, it's not about the video. It's about the content inside of the video and how people relate. And the best thing that I can, my most recent viral video was about 300,000 on TikTok. It was a sales manager so passionate about making armadillo eggs. You ever heard of an armadillo egg?
No.
Me neither.
Didn't even know they did eggs.
The funny part is that it's a jalapeno.
Oh, I got you.
Hollowed out with a cream cheese sauce put in the middle, wrapped in sausage, wrapped in bacon, smoked. And his intensity on this video, make sure you check it out on TikTok because it is amazing. Like the amount of focus he had talking about that was crazy. And the comments you saw was like, I'd instantly trust this man. If I buy a car, I need these armadillo eggs. Like, where are these armadillo eggs? And the funny part is when I went around to the dealership, some of them hadn't even seen the video, but we went to his house and made them. We made the armadillo eggs. Yo, you want an armadillo egg? Like, no, I didn't even know they made armadillo. I didn't even know armadillo made eggs. I was like, no, this is it. But that's the power of social. Like 334,000 people saw this video. Facts. They commented ridiculously amounts of fun content about him. Like you got to see him come to life. And that's what videos do. Yes, you can, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I just want to talk to you about your brand new vehicle. I just want to follow up with you. See how you're doing. Versus, hey, Mr. and Mrs. Customer, I just want to talk to you. They can see your face. They can see you. Yeah. Like it's one step closer to one-on-one. I love social media. It's never going to compare to one-on-one.
Never. There's never. The whole point is to get them one-on-one, to get them here. But we need to communicate where they communicate. And if social media is where they're communicating, let's talk to them there. It's what you said. There's so many ways that on social we could message them, we could video them, we could do things, we could post something and tag them to it. It's so unintrusive in so many different ways if you do it the right way. If you know your clients, you know how to speak to them. But don't discount that opportunity. Don't just say, I'm going to do it my old school way. I still sell cars. You want to sell more cars? What would you do with an extra $1,000 every month, my friends? Right? A lot, right? We have some people on Instagram I want to shout out because we can't pull those comments up here. We got Brian Ortega on there saying, bro. And he says, Nate Dogg is extra for sure. And he says, it's dance time. It is.
Let's dance.
Love you, Ortega. We got the automotive mentorship. They're saying, just post. Customers don't worry about what you're wearing and how you look. They remember how you made them feel. Facts. That's great.
Maya Angelou.
It is some Maya Angelou, but altered. And I love that, you know, and it's okay. And that's great that you say that because that's factual. That's something that'll be true to the end of time. As long as you give somebody an experience that's unforgettable, they'll never forget that. Even if they don't leave in a car, even if they go buy somewhere else, they're not going to have the same experience. If you give it, I promise you, the majority of salespeople out there won't give them that experience. Even if they have to buy somewhere else, or they do, they'll remember. And guess who they're going to send? Anybody that they want to have a good experience to you. I've had it happen to me in the past as a salesperson where customers come into me that were referred by somebody that bought somewhere else. All I did was talk to them for maybe an hour at their dealership. But because I explained things so well, but I brought such a great energy to it. I made it such a great experience when I hit them with the three E's and I made sure that they left feeling very empowered. And then they went out and did what they did. They were so empowered, they bought a car, which makes me happy. I want them to buy from me, but I want people to remember me more than buy from me. Because I know that if I do that enough, I'm going to have a business and I'm going to have a flourishing business for the rest of my life if I continue to do that nonstop. So use social to show people that. Don't worry about – Danelle was on the show a little bit before you, a couple of guests before you, and she said there's a lot of dealers out there that just don't talk about the great things they do, like the donations they do for the community and stuff because they just don't want to brag. It's not about bragging. It's about showing people what you do so others will do the same.
And here's the thing is that – so for us specifically at Mohawk, I can't speak for anybody else, but – when you have a team, you can provide more value to your community partners. So, for instance, when we go and we sponsor an event Specifically, I'm going to go with Special Olympics New York. So using the talents that our team has, we go there. We've sponsored a team, all that fun stuff, but we take it to the next level. My team goes out there. They make content for the event. Like, obviously, we're there, so we're going to be in the stuff. But we're making the content for Special Olympics to be able to use on their platforms. If your community partner was going to try to buy someone to get there to shoot content, to make a video, it's going to cost them at least $1,500. At least. Unless they find someone out of the grace of, if you have someone that's like, yeah, I'll do it for free, awesome. Mm-hmm. But a majority of these places don't have that ability. There's a lot of people that want this, the social, they need the content, but they can't afford it. And you as a dealer, when you have a team, you're like, hey, I'm going to give you some money, but I also have this option too. We've also had the ability to, there's people that have been like, we don't really need money. We just need production. Mm-hmm. So now you're getting a partnership for free based on the fact that you have a social media team that can make them content. Mm. You get your name on a can sign. You get your name shouted out. Mm-hmm. And that's something that other dealerships aren't doing. Mm. So now when they post their content, everybody in their little circles, yeah, Mohawk made Mohawk that.
Did. Yep.
That's right. Dude, you're talking some really great stuff. And folks,
good stuff.
And he's going to be talking about a lot of this tomorrow too. And that's why you're here as a speaker, brother. And I want to congratulate you on all your success with that, dude. And you're going to be doing this more and more. I know you're involved with a lot of great agencies. You're with Asodu. You're always there. You're always supporting them and they support you. And I love that. I love how you guys have that relationship there. You do that with us. You've always been very supportive of us. You've been supportive of a lot of different dealerships, even outside of yours, because you have friends in all kinds of different spaces because of the way that you're so open about what you do. So congrats on that, man. That's not an easy thing to do. And folks, if you need somebody to follow and really learn how to do it, this is a great one to watch. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to them. His favorite place to be reached out to is all social media. We asked him before the show. He said, anywhere on social, he'll reach back out. He's so active on there. He'll see it. He'll make sure he reaches out. But folks, if you have any questions, you make sure you reach out to him, man. He'll get you the information as fast as possible or hook you up with somebody who knows the answer. We are affiliated with some really great car people, and we're very lucky to have friends in all the places, right? So reach out to any
all
of us.
All the right friends in all the right places.
Love it, man. Love it. We love you,
last
man.
Plug.
Go ahead. Break it.
If you are a content creator in a dealership, you make content for a dealership, we have a group for you. Ooh. Specifically, go to Facebook. Automotive Creative Collective. It is a group of individuals that handle the social media, handle the content creative at dealerships. And that is a place for you. It's a safe place for you to make content, to share with us, to see what others are doing so that you can implement in your store and make your content and create content that crushes.
Is that correct? Automotive Creative Collective?
That's it.
All right, folks,
ACC,
check that out.
Baby.
It's the ACC. Yeah, you know me. Right? So make sure you guys get down with ACC. Go out there, reach out to them. If you want to learn more, it's great information. Like he said, he's in there just, they're sharing all their content. They're having fun. They're giving each other ideas. And it's a beautiful thing to be part of a network like that. And there's a lot of great car people. Matter of fact, the best want to give out their secrets. They don't really actually have secrets.
There is no secret.
So just the key is work. Work with passion and you'll do great in life.
And
so
this one just has a petite amount of passion.
Just a hair.
Just a little bit of passion.
Man, thank you so much, man.
So thankful to be able to have this time with you. Just excited to just have you with us.
Yeah,
here
no doubt.
At this event, bro.
No
it's
doubt.
Awesome to hang out with you. It's even better that you're speaking. Even better that you've been on the Car Guy Coffee podcast now, live and direct, sitting in the chairs next to us. Brother, the experience is
thank you guys. I appreciate you.
Your energy is second to none. And car guys and car gals, you need some more of what he's brewing. And we are so thankful that you've taken the time to watch this, whether live or on the replay, or if you're listening to this on the podcast. Thank you. We love you. And Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
Before we let you all go, we got to make sure that we do drop those F-bombs that don't offend the moms. And let's forgive, focus, and pride with this incredible solutionary we're brewing with right here. Nate, let's do this, baby.
Let's do it.
On three. One, two, three.
Forgive. Focus.
Focus.
Fly. And keep growing.
growing. Have a good one, everybody. Keep staying tuned. We are live with Drive at DC20 Unlocked. See you all later. We out. Peace.